Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prestaha Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastya Chadesh Tarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajkaptarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki. Shri Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai Gopremanande. Alright, so let me just give you a little overview of what we are going to be studying tonight. So we finished last night with verse 53. So today we go on to verse 54, and this whole section is of course about Prahlad. We already said that. I mean, about Hanuman. Is Hanuman the recipient of the Lord's greatest mercy? And this will take us from verse 54 right through to verse 123. Yes. But there are numerous subsections as we go. So tonight, let's just give you an idea of what we're going to go through tonight. From verse 54 to verse 63, it's Narada Muni's blissful meeting with Hanuman. Just, amazing ecstasy of these two great devotees meeting together. Then, the second subsection is from verse 64 to verse 68. And this is Narada Muni, as usual, glorifying. He's glorifying Hanuman in so many ways. Then, from verse 69 to verse 72, Hanuman decries his position. He denies his position as the recipient of the Lord's greatest mercy. It's the same basic, in principle, the same program. So, I think that's probably as far as we'll get, up to verse 72. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Okay, so first of all then, from verse 54 to verse 63, Narada Muni's blissful meeting with Hanuman. Okay, let's see. There we go. Right, from verse 54 to 63. Let's just have a look. How will we do this? Yes, we'll just read straight through because there's very little in the way of purports. So verse 54. Sri Parikshit said, "O dear mother, the sage Narada then jumped up from his seat with Prahlad Maharaj in Sutala." So he's still with Prahlad, jumps up from his seat, and he flew through the sky to Kim Purusha Varsha, all the while repeating, "How wonderful! How wonderful!" I could just mention that the name of this place, Kim Purusha Varsha, it sounds unusual, doesn't it? Or just sounds interesting. Purusha, of course, means person. And Kim means what? Or in this particular case, not just what person, but what type of person. So this is the this Kim Purusha Varsha is the part of the universe, of this universe, where Hanuman and his monkey associates live. They all live there. And of course, they are not just your typical monkey that you see around. You know, like in Vrindavan particularly, you get so many. And here and there around India, and even here and there around South Africa, actually, you get monkeys, and they're mischievous, and they're often a nuisance, and sometimes they're dangerous. They bite you. Oh, you've got to go to the doctor immediately. So, but now these monkeys, Hanuman and his associates, they speak, and they wear clothes, they wear crowns, and they wear jewelry, and they not only do they speak, but they speak Sanskrit. Hari Bol. How many of us on this program tonight can just speak Sanskrit just like that, converse, and just understand it like we understand our mother tongue, English or Russian or Hindi or Bengali, whatever it is? I'm sure there's no one. So, but they do that. They do that, they're cultured people. So, and they live in houses, they live in palaces. Yeah, so this is really quite extraordinary. And so in many ways, they're just like humans. In so many ways, they live just like humans. So, therefore, but they're not humans, they're monkeys. And therefore, there's this idea, Kim Purusha, what sort of person, what sort of people are these? Yeah, so I think you get the idea. Kim Purusha Varsha, that land, that Varsha, that land, that area, where these human-like living entities are living, and there's a whole civilization of them. All right, so Narada Muni's on his way. Verse 55. There in Kim Purusha Varsha, Narada saw Hanuman absorbed in worshipping Lord Ramachandra's lotus feet with varied items from the forest, as if serving the Lord personally as before. Yes, he's just totally absorbed, just like when the Lord was personally, physically, physically present. And there's a little commentary here. Hanuman's mode of worship was so personal that he could hardly remember he was standing in front of his Lord's installed deity. He felt as if he was living with the Lord in the forest just as before. Verse 56. Listening to the nectarian Ramayana recited by Gandharvas and other celestial singers, Hanuman was in ecstasy. His lips, his limbs trembled. Tears poured from his eyes, and the hair on his body stood on end. Yes. So, let's just read the purport. It's another shortish purport. These bodily symptoms of ecstasy are natural effects of maturely hearing the Lord's glories in the perfect consciousness of prema. The Gandharvas living on Kimpurusha Loka regularly sang from Sri Ramayan the glories of Lord Ramachandra, which Hanuman and his Rasika associates experienced as Rasayana, a storehouse full of the blissful tastes of the nine kinds of loving relationships with the Supreme Lord. Or, taking another sense of Rasayana, these recitations were like a sweet-tasting medicine most effective for curing the disease of material existence and strengthening the natural life function of prema bhakti. Wow. Amazing. So Hanuman, Kim Purusha, what sort of person? He's such a person, the sort of person he is that he is on a very elevated level of pure devotional service, engaging in and thereby tasting the nectar, the different types of nectars which are there in the nine kinds of loving relationships with the Supreme Lord. So, you know, monkey he may be, but he's on a much higher level than any of us devotees. Hare Krishna. Really. So, him and his Rasika associates. Just really just relishing the nectars, plural, of the different tastes that come from rendering the different types of services. Okay, so, verse 57. He glorified the Lord with various prayers, in prose and verse. Most excellent compositions of his own. He also recited prayers composed by others. And he repeatedly offered prostrated obeisances. Wow. So, you know, that's interesting. Some of the prayers he made himself, he made up, or he had made up himself, and others he just repeated different prayers and mantras from the Puranas and other scriptures and the writings of different acharyas, like this. So, you know, that's very important, because offering prayers is one of the nine devotional processes, of course. Yeah. We must get into the habit, the practice of offering prayers. And this means that we can make prayers of our own, of course. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to make up some poetry and prayers in that sense. But we have to learn to pray and beg for mercy from the Lord very regularly, very regularly. So we can do that in our own ways, because the Lord likes to hear how we feel about Him, and how we want to please Him, and how we want to improve ourselves to become good devotees and please Him. The Lord really wants to hear these things. But then again, of course, there are many very amazing and beautiful and wonderful prayers already spoken by so many great devotees, great devotees. And to appreciate them and to repeat those prayers, that's a very important part of our lives in devotional service. And the Lord likes to see us appreciate those prayers and repeat them from our hearts. These curtains should be closed before it gets dark. Excuse me. So here's Narada, then he's coming in and seeing the scene here, and it's just completely amazing. And Narada is just in total ecstasy. Narada cried out in joy, "Glories to you, Sri Raghunath, to the beloved of Sri Janaki, all glories. Glories to the elder brother of Sri Lakshman." So he's glorifying Lord Ram. And, as he came in, as Narada came in, and he saw, as we read the description, he saw Hanuman just totally in ecstasy, reciting prayers and just overwhelmed. So, this is one characteristic of a devotee. When a devotee sees another devotee in great ecstasy, then the first devotee just appreciates how wonderful this is and just gets caught up in that mood of ecstasy. This is a natural part of Krishna consciousness. 59. Delighted to hear glorified the names of the Lord he worshipped. Well, anyway, okay, not the best English. Delighted to hear glorified the names of the Lord he worshipped, Hanuman jumped from where he stood and caught hold of Narada by the neck. Of course, they do know each other. They do know each other. But still, it's the characteristic of a devotee. When the devotee sees another devotee just very happily in ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, then the devotee feels like embracing the other devotee and just coming close to the other devotee. So that's what Narada did. Okay, and this is now, it's verse 16. Standing in the sky, Narada was overjoyed. With his feet he danced, and with his hands he wiped away the flood of loving tears from the eyes of the Lord of the Monkeys, sharing Hanuman's unique mood of loving ecstasy. Narada spoke in a loud voice. Yes. And there's a little comment here. Narada could use only his feet for dancing because Hanuman held him by the neck and because Narada's hands were busy wiping away Hanuman's tears. Yeah. So he's being held by Hanuman. He's wiping the tears from the eyes of Hanuman, and he's dancing. Hari Bol. This is the way to live. So, like this, now we move on. And, verse 60, where are we? 61. Sri Narada said, O Blessed One, truly, you are the dearest devotee of the Supreme Lord. Today, just by seeing you, I too have become dear to the Lord. Wow. So, Narada's appreciating how Hanuman is so dear to the Lord, which is very, very true. And he understands that if one gets the association of a devotee who is dear to the Lord, like Hanuman, like Srila Prabhupada, if one gets the association of a devotee who is dear to the Lord, then just by that, one becomes dear to the Lord. Yes. Anyone who gets the grace of a devotee who is dear to the Lord will also come to the same platform. Well, now, Narada just glorified Hanuman. And now, the situation changes. Sri Parikshit said, in the blink of an eye, Hanuman became sober and bowed down to show respect to the sage among the demigods. Hanuman greeted him with reverence and brought him to the temple of Lord Ramachandra, the hero of the Raghus, so that Narada could offer obeisances. So, basic point, at least just as far as it goes here, we're just getting into this aspect of this happening. And typically, as we've seen, and we're seeing it again, and we're going to see it further as we go on. But the devotee who Narada Muni glorifies and expresses appreciation of, and who Narada Muni says, you are the recipient of the greatest mercy of the Lord. That devotee, in this case Hanuman, does not agree, does really not agree, but also does not appreciate. Like, don't talk like that about me. Don't talk like that about me. It's just not right. Yeah. So then Hanuman took him to the special temple he has, where he has beautiful deity of Lord Ram. So this is verse 63. Narada paid respects to the Lord in Hanuman's temple, and Hanuman carefully arranged for Narada to be seated. Narada felt he had now obtained an amazing treasure born from pure love for the Lord. He picked up his veena and spoke. Okay, so, you know, you can divide up these chapters into different groupings of verses. We said that from, what was it, 54 to 63, that's the arrival of Narada and the blissful scene there. And now we go on from verse 64. From verse 64 to 68, Narada Muni glorifies Hanuman. All right, let's get into it. From 64, Sri Narada said, yes, you are the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. No one can compare to you. Ah, you're always immersed in an ocean of ecstatic worship of the Lord, enjoying it as newer and newer at every moment. Yes. So, Bhajan Amritarnava means an ocean of the ecstatic worship of the Supreme Lord. Yes. So Hanuman always swims and drowns and dives, and just, he's always immersed in an ocean of prema bhakti rasa or bhajan amritarnava. Oh yes. You are the Lord's servant, his friend, his carrier, his seat, his flag, his umbrella, his canopy, his fan. You are his bard, his advisor, his doctor, his general, his best helper, the expander of his infinite glories. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? This Narada Muni, he's just so happy to see these devotees and to appreciate these devotees. What are the natures of these devotees? How wonderful they are. And to express his appreciation, just relishing it, This is a devotee. This is a devotee. Not within his mind competing with the other devotee. Are you as advanced as me? Am I more advanced than you? Is my position better? Is your position better? I hope your position is not better, because then I'll feel depressed. Why can I not be like that? So it's a natural characteristic of the very advanced devotees that they appreciate the other devotees, and they love to express that appreciation. This is one of the great symptoms of advancement. And step by step, as devotees progress in Krishna consciousness, then step by step, they develop this tendency, and it just becomes more and more natural that when they're with other devotees, they are not thinking about themselves and anything like that, but they're just thinking, how wonderful is this devotee, and how fortunate I am to get the association of this devotee. So step by step, as we progress, this will develop in us in natural ways. Yeah. So here anyway, Narada Muni is just talking about the many different ways that Hanuman serves and pleases Lord Ramachandra. That's all. He serves Lord Ram in various ways. As the friend of the Lord, he and the Lord have confidential discussions. Yeah. And an example is given here. If they did not have such a special relationship, the Lord would not have sent him to Lanka and given him the ring to give to Sita, and the message to give to Sita. This is very confidential, very confidential. Just like a battle flag, Hanuman always stood by the Lord's side. He was so tall. Did you know that, devotees? Hanuman was so tall that everyone could see him even from a great distance. And when you see Hanuman from the distance, in the distance, then what do you know? What do you know? You know Lord Ram cannot be far away, because they're inseparable, basically. So, yes, and when Hanuman served the Lord by carrying him. Hanuman's tail waved behind him like a flag. And that tail we mentioned the other day, or was it just yesterday, that he held his tail over the heads of Ram and Lakshman as an umbrella. His tail is white. And what was it, do you remember? That royalty in Vedic times would use white umbrellas. Only the royalty would use the white umbrellas. That's what we read. So, Hanuman's tail is white, very suitable to use as a royal umbrella. Yes, a sunscreen canopy and a fan. Then, of course, Hanuman would always be singing the glories of the Lord. Therefore, he is the Lord's bard. And his doctor, Hanuman, on the battlefield, carried out medical services for Lord Ram, treated some of the Lord's battlefield wounds. Yeah. So like this, Hanuman was the most adept of all Lord Ram's monkey assistants. Yes, well. Okay. So we carry on. This section, subsection, finishes with verse 68. All right. So Narada continues his appreciation and glorification of Hanuman. Having surrendered yourself entirely to the Lord, having received his highest mercy, having dedicated your life to topics of his transcendental glories, you always increase the bliss of the devotees sheltered by him. You are the best of saints, greater even than others, like Garuda. Yes. So, Hanuman surrendered himself entirely. Means he used all his senses, abilities, his strength, his intellect, just every part of his being in the service of the Lord. And he never wanted anything other than service. He never wanted to take a break. He just wanted to carry on serving. He had no attachment to his body or anything related to his body. We mentioned on Saturday, what was it? One of the days, on the weekend, I think, how Hanuman, famous pastime, let me just tell you a little pastime. When they all returned to Ayodhya from Lanka, Sita and Ram and Lakshman came with them, and Hanuman came with them, and Lakshman was there. So, now back in the palace, life is coming back to normal, and Sita and Ram were dressing as they normally would, not just in the very rough clothes of the forest, but in royal attire, with royal jewelry and ornaments, and different decorations. So Mother Sita started using, what's it called? Sindur. Mother Sita started using sindoor again in her parting. Red kumkum in her parting. And Hanuman had not seen that. And so Hanuman asked her, "What is that on your head?" And Sita said, "Oh, it's sindoor. I'm wearing it for Ram. It's auspicious for Ram. If the wife wears sindoor in her parting, then her husband will have a long life and be very healthy and happy like that." So when Hanuman heard that, Hanuman said, really? It's good for Ram if you wear the sindur? And Sita said, yes, it's very good for Ram. And Hanuman said, whoa, I see. And he walked away. And then Lord Ram came and was talking to Sita in that same place. And suddenly, what should happen but a big figure completely covered in red kumkum jumped out in front of them. At first they were shocked, they couldn't understand, who is this? But then they realized, it's Hanuman. And Lord Ram asked him, what did you put all this sindur over you yourself for? And Hanuman explained that, well, Mother Sita told me she just wears a little bit in her parting, and it's very good for you. You'll live a long life and be very healthy and happy. It's very good for you. And I decided I want the very best for you. So I'm just going to wear sindur all over my body all the time because it's good for you. And Lord Ram said, it's okay, you don't need to do that. But the thing is, in the context of what's being pointed out here, he had no attachment to his body or anything related to his body. But the pure glories of his Lord Ram he cherished more than even life itself. If somehow he had become unable to hear and chant about Lord Ram, he would have immediately died. Yes. So, therefore, he had dedicated his life to the topics of the Lord's transcendental glory. So therefore, we understand, there's a general understanding that wherever Ram Katha is going on, then Hanuman will be there. You may not see him, but he will be there. And don't forget, day after tomorrow on Sunday, we're having Hanuman Katha. Because Monday is Hanuman Jayanti, but we'll do a little thing. We'll have Katha on Sunday. Yes, so among all the servants, attendants of the Lord, Hanuman is the most glorious, even greater than Garuda. Oops, 67. 67. Indeed, your devotion for the Lord is absolutely pure, for you consider nothing more valuable than the pleasure of serving him. You delighted all his devotees by speaking to that best of generous lords these words, which we'll read in a moment. Yeah. So let me just mention the purport here. Sri Ramachandra is the most charitable lord, ready to sacrifice everything for his devotees. The following verse spoken by Hanuman delights the Lord's devotees because it expresses the exclusive wish for the Lord's service and contempt for impersonal liberation. All right, let me just read the Sanskrit first. Why not? Bhavabandha chide tasyai sprihayami namuktaye bhavan prabhur aham dasa iti yatra vilupyate. Translation. Even though liberation destroys the bondage of material existence, I have no desire for liberation, in which I would forget that you are the master and I am your servant. Famous verse. It appears, it's in Nectar of Devotion, because it appears in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 49. And a little note here. Rupa Goswami says, it is a well-known statement by Hanuman. A well-known statement by Hanuman. Okay, so now, yes, let's go on. Why not? From verse 69 to 72, Hanuman decries his position. Yes. 69 to 72. Okay. Refutes Narada's praise. Sri Pariksit said, Hanuman was now burning in a fire of separation from his master, the Supreme Lord. And the fuel of hearing about the special mercy of the Lord's lotus feet had brought that fire to a blaze. For a while he cried sorrowfully, and then, calmed by the sage, he spoke. So, yes, Hanuman's always feeling separation from the Lord, from Lord Ram. He's always feeling, I mean, when he's separated, he's always feeling that separation. And when he hears some glorification of the Lord while he's in the mood of separation, that mood of separation is intensified, just like when you put wood onto a fire. The fire just intensifies. So when Hanuman is separated from the Lord and he's feeling that separation, ecstatic pangs of separation, and there's some glorification of Lord Ram, his separation just increases tremendously. So he cried and cried, but then Narada pacified him. Sri Hanuman said, O best of sages, why are you doing this to such a wretch, devoid of the lotus feet of Sriman Ramachandra? Why do you make me cry by reminding me of how the Lord has neglected me? Hare Krishna, the Lord has neglected me. Yes, so the Lord, the interesting little grammatical point, when Hanuman says, the Lord has neglected me. The Sanskrit word used is hinam. Hinam rodayase dinam. Yeah. Rodayase dinam. You make this wretch cry because hinam. Hinam means intentionally rejected. Lord Ram intentionally rejected me. Yes. In other words, Hanuman, in a loving mood, is mildly reproaching reproaching the Lord, chastising the Lord a bit, that you intentionally abandoned me and just left me on my own. This is hard-hearted of you. 71. If I am really the Lord's servant, then why did he forcibly abandon me when he took with him to his spiritual kingdom his dear devotees, including Sugriva and all the residents of Kosala? So, as we saw with the others, when Hanuman denies that he's received mercy, he can present it very logically, in very reasonable ways, and you can see he actually feels, yes, this is what happened. And how can you say that I've got the mercy of the Lord when he rejected me like that? It's obvious that I haven't got the mercy of the Lord. He rejected me, went back to Godhead with all the other devotees, but not with me. And 72. You are very kind to me. This is Hanuman. You are very kind to me because I've had the good fortune to engage in his service. You conclude that the Lord has given me his favor. So, Hanuman is about to direct Narada to the Pandavas. They are the ones who've got the mercy. And, you know, it's going to be on Monday, isn't it? We'll continue on. And he will explain why the Pandavas have got the mercy of the Lord. And you know what one of the reasons is going to be? One of the reasons is going to be because the Lord lives with them so much. Yeah. All right, devotees, Hare Krishna, let us finish here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki jai. Srila Sanatana Goswami ki jai. Gopremanande.